call that other, the one that lights up, could call a firefly, could it? Call them a firefly, lightning bug.
Yeah.
I don't know about those that fly over.
Would you ever call it a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk or dragonfly?
Snake doctor. We've got snake doctors. I believe they do fly over the water.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud that people say doesn't sting? And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts. Peanuts.
Do they grow peanuts around here? Oh, did you on your farm?
Yeah.
Okay, suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. You'd say that the boy is father. Or if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
What would we say?
Took. Were you going to say took after? Well, that's...
I think that's what the general said. Took that from the father, took after the mother, took after the father.
Okay.
Same characteristics.
If his behavior was similar to his father, would you say the same thing or would you say something different?
Saying inherited it, I guess.
Okay, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Look at the name. I can think of the name.
Would you call it a granny or a midwife? Or a
midwife.
Suppose a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
No way. They call country folk rouge, but I don't know what they call city folk.
They call them a city dude or a city slicker? Or?
City slicker would be more like it, but then I don't think I'd ever heard them call that much.
Okay. Well, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Black, call them niggers. Brown, we call them either Japs or Chinese. Or
okay. Fine. Suppose you were angry with a Negro or a nigger and thought that he was really just no good at all. Would you have another word for him?
I just call them niggers, that's all.
Okay, well, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white?
This is white.